A job in the army is a great career for a woman. There's next to no chance of ever being put in harm's way, yet they receive the same pay, benefits, and career prospects as men. An army job even comes with free childcare and free breast implants.
I've always wanted breast implants, even when I was in the army. I tried to get them out of the army as well, and they won't give me them because they said that my boobs are fine.
Of course, the media would have it that women bear at least as much danger as men, if not more.
For the next 2 hours, Sam will be guarding the camp from inside a vulnerable sentry post. She's a prime target for snipers.
In the army, women are not put in the front line, but they expect to be paid the same. I mean, I think that's outrageous. Women in the military were allowed to do pretty much what they liked, and that no male officer dared to, in any way, exert his authority over them or to admonish them for things that they might have done wrong because they were fearful of sexual harassment suits.
Women are a liability in the military for numerous reasons. Women cannot perform as well as men in battle. They're weaker, slower, smaller, and lack the temperament for the stress of battlefield action.
What's wrong? Come on, get up, let's go! Come on, we haven't got time for this!
They can't carry sufficient equipment, they lack the endurance of men, and they're plain inferior as soldiers. An average 13-year-old boy is more physically suited to soldiering than even an above-average woman. Women are allowed into the military without reaching even broadly similar standards as men. For example, they're allowed to do push-ups on their knees.
It's just the way it is, you know, so they have to cater for that within the forces as well. Press-ups, they're not expected to do as many press-ups as us. And they have women press-ups where they don't keep their whole body off the ground. They put their knees on the ground and do press-ups that way.
Would they do that in the SAS? Would they say to a female SAS, you've got to go and save this embassy dude that's being held by terrorists, but, you know, in your entrance exam, we won't require you to run quite as hard as the guys, and we'll bring the targets a little bit closer for you for target practice.
One in five guys that actually aspires to be a Marine will actually get into the basic to do it, to actually get on the course to do it. The guy that actually churns out the other end for the Marines, you'll probably have 1 out of 10 guys will actually make the 36 weeks that they do.
Women in the military increases the risk to male soldiers because men tend to protect the females, and their presence means that there are also fewer men to do the dangerous work.
In the military, where it's not just a question, even if you just said, well, let's choose the strongest and the most intelligent people to join, and women made the cut and could lift all the things up, and even in under those circumstances, the presence of women in kind of frontline combat troops can be disruptive or kind of upset the cohesiveness of the weird psychology that men get into when they're in life or death combat. I mean, just in kind of an intuitive sense, instead of all of a sudden it moves from being this team against that team to being all these individuals versus these other individuals for the attentions of this woman. Or you find that the soldiers in this unit are suddenly taking more risks on behalf of, they're sort of being more chivalrous, for example, they're taking more risks on behalf of one of the members of their squad than they would do for others. Detracts from them being sort of an efficient fighting machine. I certainly don't think the argument is well, just men are just saying it. I don't think men necessarily want to kind of keep life-threatening violence to themselves. I mean,